You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Happy to bring you a trending report so you are in the know and you can chat with your friends about stuff like this. More and more NFL teams are preparing to allow some fans into the stands of their games. A report came out, I think it was, did you say earlier, it was Forbes magazine.
Yeah.
About the amount of money that the teams claim they are losing per game. And for each one, it's millions, and in some cases, tens of millions of dollars. They say the Dallas Cowboys claim that they're losing about $77 million per game.
Hoo-wee.
You know,
so you start adding that up.
If Jerry Jones hadn't built his little wonderland down there for $8 trillion.
Well, at the time, though.
But
that's things like tickets, concessions, sponsors. You got to start thinking about parking and the merchandise.
Merchandise.
So that's a lot of money these teams are missing out on.
So now when the Broncos play their next home game on the 27th against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're going to allow 5,700 people into. What fun would that be if you're one of the 5,700?
You're up in the top.
Boom! Unless they're really strict and they don't let you run around, you know?
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how they're going to lay that out and, like, the distancing.
Mm-hmm.
And because how many does Mile High hold?
Oh, like, what, 78,000? 70,
oh, so
like
you're going to have lots of distance.
Yeah.
Boo!
So that's the pro game. They're going to start letting fans back in. College football, some of the conferences had said they were not going to play this year, like the Big Ten. And there was so much pressure put on them by people that they've had to get together and say, all right, we'll let you play.
Settle down.
So like the Big Ten is going to start up in a few weeks. And it goes all the way down to the high school level. Colorado's governor announced that high school football can return as well.
That's good.
With restrictions, is it?
It's not good as far as the crowds go, and people are going to be really bunched close together, and you know none of them are going to follow the rules. But it's good for these high school kids to get out and play the game that they love, and they've been probably playing since they've been little, you know, kids, and they're kind of rooting on this possibly for some college scholarships and things like that. Like, at least they get out and play, you know? Because wouldn't that suck if you were a senior in high school right now and you couldn't play the game that you've played since you were 7 years old and you're kind of...
I'm not doubting that.
You're kind of hoping that you get a career out of it or...
It's crushing.
It's like what do you do then?
There are also plans being made to allow other high school sports to start up too. Volleyball and such.
Next up, the theater kids. They're going to be raising a ruckus.
Raising hell. The Rockies lost to Oakland yesterday. Now the Dodgers come to town for four games. Yikes. Speaking of spreading the corona, there's a report that there was a wedding in Maine, the state of Maine, last month that they now claim was the cause of more than 175 confirmed cases of coronavirus. And that one wedding is now responsible for at least seven deaths.
And those people weren't even at the wedding.
They caught it from people who did attend the wedding.
Right, and then they went and spread it around. Come on, vaccine.
Why don't you segue us into something that's a little bit more lighthearted?
I know. Well, here, let's do our crap on celebrities here.
Okay.
Get it? It's a play on words. This is such the everyone gets a trophy generation because of this story. For the first time ever last night on the ACM Awards for you country folk, there was a tie for Entertainer of the Year last night. Now, it was between Carrie Underwood and Thomas Rhett. First time in the show's history, the story is saying let's hope it lasts because it really just does defeat the purpose of having one single Entertainer of the Year when there's a ding-dang tie.
Do you think they intentionally did that?
Yeah, maybe. Kind of get people talking. I mean, possibly. You know how cynical we are. Staged, fake, boo!
On everything.
On everything. So, I don't know. It's kind of goofy that they had a tie last night. But, yeah, Tom's right. Everybody's talking about it now. The fine people at the AAA are warning people, please do not hang your mask from your rearview mirror. Because you can obstruct your view and cause a crash.
Oh, all right.
More babysitting. Really? Is it
obstruct your view of what?
I guess the cars in front of you. We might be due for a topic. I think we did that years ago, Dom, where we asked people what's hanging from your rearview mirror.
I'm putting it down.
It's kind of funny.
Tomorrow morning.
Remember that chain I had hanging in my truck that I had had from like high school?
Wasn't it like a
chain? And it was plastic. No, it was just like a chain. And it was plastic, and I just remember you always coming in, and you're like, when are you going to take that stupid chain off your mirror? You look like an idiot.
Was that the same time that you had the license plates that said Thriller?
I think it was probably right around that time. Ladies.
You were a goofy young 20-something, weren't you?
I was a dork. Ladies, this one's for you. This story out this morning coming out from the University of Kansas. They are saying that all you ladies have something called the flirting face.
Okay.
And the researchers say that every guy can spot the flirting face. Now, Dom, are you ready to recreate this, girlfriend?
Sure. Tell me what I got to do.
You got to turn your head to one side and tilt it down slightly.
How's that?
Like you're looking at, like you're looking at a hamster on the floor or something there.
Okay.
You have a slight smile. And then you lock eyes with the person you're flirting with. Oh, daggers. Daggers right to my heart right now.
That's the slight smile.
That's good. You did a slight eyebrow raise, which was kind of creepy. Stop it. So anyway.
That's my flirty face.
That's pretty good. I'm all hot and bothered right now. I got goosebumps. So anyway, all guys, I guess, know that face.
Oh,
and then
guys.
You pick up on it and you're like, dude, bro, wingman, she wants me, bro.
Guys think every face is flirty face.
I know. You could be knuckles deep picking your nose, ladies, and guys would be like, oh my God.
She wants me.
Well, if you do end up acting on the flirty face and you get a mate, there's another study out this morning saying that people who eat peanut butter for breakfast are more likely to be passionate lovers.
What's the importance of it being breakfast? What if you ate it in the middle of the day?
There is like zero information on this. I guess there's probably a link to a story or something for more information.
Huh.
I don't know. Why? What would that be? Is there something in it? Because don't they say like if you eat watermelon, you get all frisky and... Is the peanut butter the same way?
I guess.
Or is it like sexual? Because when you eat it, it's all sticky and you're like, nah, 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 nah.
That's a flirty face
right there. Dude, she wants me. Amazon has revealed an invitation-only section of its website, and it's called Amazon Luxury Stores. And it's a luxury experience for anyone who has Amazon Prime, but... You have to be selected. You are hand-selected, and you should receive an invitation if you're invited to their new luxury section.
Oh,
so it's probably...
I didn't get one.
Oh, you got to spend more money. It's solely based on people that are dropping tons of cash.
How much
on
do
Amazon.
You have to spend?
I don't know. I would imagine a
like
lot.
They're getting like 10% of my income.
I farted around a little bit on this story trying to figure out what kind of stuff, and it's mostly... It's a lot of fashion stuff, a lot of real high-end, like Oscar de la Renta... And Tiffany's and things like that. A lot of high-end stuff. And they said they're going to add really expensive, like, technology items and stuff to it, too. So, I don't know. Maybe you can get on there and, like, buy a Mercedes eventually or something.
All right.
But it's invite only. They say you can submit an application and be put on a waiting list, but then some schmo at Amazon has to approve you.
They have to. Do they go through and look at your net worth or something?
Right, and what you've spent and... All right, one last thing. Here's your Fat America. Oreo. They have announced that they're coming out with a new gingerbread flavor just in time for Christmas. Mm. Oreo gingerbread.
Okay.
And then wine fans, Costco is re-releasing their wine advent calendar. It's going to be back this year. It's got 24 half bottles of wine from around the world, and it works just like those little chocolate calendars. You open the door, and instead of pulling out chocolate... You pull out a little half bottle of wine and get your drink on and wait for Santa.
Santa's helpers are loving this idea.
Right. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to a new site for your pets. It's called Pinder. It's for basically hooking up your pets. Finding some other dog that's compatible with your pug. You upload a photo, you talk about your favorite places to go, your favorite snacks, who's a good boy, who's house trained, who's not, who loves sniffing booties. And then you swipe back and forth, yes or no, and then you find a potential mate for your dog or cat or whatever. And then you probably hit it off with the owner, and you guys can eat peanut butter together. And
so I want to tell you a story.
Uh-oh.
Based on your story about the dating site for animals. What's it called? Pender?
Pender. It's like Tinder. Get it?
Yeah. So Niles the weirdo, our cat, has a new love of his life. And it's a blanket.
Oh, no.
It's one particular blanket that can be on the couch. And he will jump up on that and start going to town, if you know what I mean.
I think we've all been there. We have all that, you know, everyone has a favorite blanket. Don't they?
It's, you know, and the thing
is, why is he doing that?
He has been... fixed, you know?
Right, and so we you're like, why is
we
he...
didn't think that would be an issue,
it's
but
apparently... still wired in there, huh?
This overwhelms him, and he just... the look on his face, he gets so serious when he is working on that blanket, and you're like, stop that, stop
well,
that.
Well, he's like, stop watching.
Can I get a little privacy here?
Who's your blanket?
I'm kidding you not. This blanket is often just on the couch. It's one of those, if you're watching TV, you got a little blanket you put over. So when we go to bed at night, we have to take the blanket and put it up on top of the
bookshelf. Because he's up all night, huh?
Where he can't reach it.
Hey there, pretty lady.
Otherwise, he'll be exhausted the next day.
That blanket will be torn to shreds.
We just don't want that.
Good night. Please shoot me a video of that, though.
You know what? I will. I'm sure we can get it.
Yeah.
But it's
oh, he's getting it. And wash it too, okay?
Right. Oh, don't think God. We haven't thought about right. that.
You might just want to throw it away.
Burn it.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, all the Pender stuff is on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's gross.
All right, and that's what's trending now. Even the Niles the Weirdo stuff is trending.
Good stuff.